6273 today.
We have to do it as part of a broader international community. And so one of the things I'm going to be discussing is the obligations of our international partners in this process. It's going to be very important to recognize that the Afghan people ultimately are going to have to provide for their own security. And so we'll be discussing that process whereby Afghan security forces are properly trained and equipped to do the job. And it's going to be important to recognize that in order for us to succeed there, you've got to have a comprehensive strategy that includes civilian and diplomatic efforts.
All right, the real strategy will be unveiled next Tuesday. Finally, this was just something to get us warmed up. So Obama vowing in the end to finish the job in Afghanistan. The president will make his case to the nation on a Tuesday night, as I said, December 1st, for how many more troops to be sent to Afghanistan. And that's the question. Everybody's wondering how many, because General McChrystal asked for 40 to 45,000, and now the rumor is maybe 32,000, maybe 34,000, and even McChrystal himself. And so I think that this is kind of the hint as to how many will actually go or be part of the next couple of deployments, because remember, this will take a while. McChrystal was quoted as saying 34,000 troops would add energy. So he's not saying, hey, this is what I asked for, but it will add energy. All right, we're going to add energy to this show. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening. I hope you're on your way to see your family, or perhaps you're hanging out in your neighborhood, inviting friends over, whatever it is. Enjoy your turkey day and think of the things that you are thankful for. We are certainly thankful for all the people who have put themselves in the history of the United States in harm's way to protect our freedoms so that we can gorge ourselves on food if we choose to do that on Turkey Day, sit there and watch three football games in a row, or whatever it is that you like to do that you're able to do without anybody questioning you. You have the right to call a radio show like this one and express your opinion. If we lived in many of the other countries that we've talked about on this show, whether it's a China, a Cuba, Venezuela, etc., you know, you've got propaganda pumped into your home, either through radio or television or whatever, and you don't have the right, really, to express yourself. So we're very, very thankful in this show for everything that the men and women in uniform have done throughout our entire history here in the United States. And God bless those troops in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in some of the war-torn areas that now are pretty scary. And speaking of that, bombings and shootings have killed 12 in Afghanistan. That's the latest. We know coming off of October was the worst month. Too many people coming back in coffins, certainly. And a lot of that had to do with the lack of backup, where, sadly, some of the troops that were ambushed found themselves calling for air support and didn't get any. Thus, it brings up the need for more bodies, more people to serve if this is the direction that we're going to go. So anyway, in Kabul is where it happened. This is where most of that, sadly, negative energy, bombings and whatnot are going on. So you had some shootings, killed 12 people, including 4 American troops, 3 kids, right when Obama was, again, talking to his war council to fine-tune, is what they're calling it, a strategy to respond to the violence that we're starting to, upping the ante and the violence that we're starting to see across Afghanistan. So while the president considers sending tens of thousands more troops to fight, there's been pressure that's been mounting. Not only for that decision, but also NATO is calling on allied nations to add to their military presence. And it doesn't seem as though that we're going to have many that will chip in on the fight. Yes, to some extent, but not to the amount that would completely be a game changer. Just so you're clear on how many are serving, NATO has about 71,000 troops in Afghanistan. About half of them are American. The U.S. military also has another 36,000 soldiers in Afghanistan, and they serve, you know, kind of outside of that NATO area, obviously, under an independent command. And again, we'll see what the number is and what we hear the ultimately the end game is or the strategy on Tuesday. All right, rolling through this show, exciting stuff coming up, and I hope many of you are aware of this. We tried to pump it out to you, but a special Nail the Score will unveil the game of the week coming up in another few minutes. Once we do that, you could hate football or just not really know much about football. You have other interests. That's fine. All you have to do, it's like playing the lottery, and I know I use this analogy a lot, but it's the best analogy I can think of. You just tell us a numerical guess and who you think will win the game between the two teams. Now, it's interesting because who knows what game the computer will randomly pick. We have three games. Remember, it used to be two games on Thanksgiving, and a lot of the NFL owners complained that they wanted in on the Thanksgiving Day action, so it opened up. And you've got the Packers and the Lions starting things off on Turkey Day. And then, and that's a 12:30 Eastern kick, by the way. And then you have the Raiders and the Cowboys. That's an afternoon game, 4:15 kick. And then topping things off in the evening, you go to Denver, Colorado, and you have the Giants marching in to take on the Broncos at Mile High. In Vesco Field at Mile High in Denver. The weather there, it's interesting, of all the games, the weather there, sunny, supposed to be like 48 degrees or so, probably the worst weather, might be because they're predicting possibility of snow, although where do the Lions play, but I guess in and around the area anyway. They're talking about snow and 50 degrees. And for the Cowboys, of course, in the billion-dollar stadium, 65 and sunny outside. So three Thursday night games, maybe one of those games will be chosen, and then there's a slew of action on a Sunday. This is the time of year where there's people that are either going to be in as wild card, in as winning their division, or looking on the outside, because these games count for a lot as we're almost through the season. The Colts, with their perfect record, taking on the Texans, who are 5-5, for example. You have the Dolphins, who managed to put themselves in a position where they're 5-5, taking on the lowly Bills, who thought they'd be 3-7, but they are. And then you have a team like the Vikings hosting the Bears. That's always kind of a fun game. The Bears, 4-6, I thought they'd be a lot better the way they were looking at the start. And the Vikings, who knew that Brett Favre was going to be in uniform until he popped up. I mean, there was conversation about that, but then it got real heated. He jumps on board after training camp, and Minnesota couldn't be happier with what Brett Favre has done. You know, 21 touchdowns for Brett Favre, almost 2,500 yards. Ooh, what a great day and a great way to celebrate, I think, in Minneapolis. Then there's the Steelers-Ravens game. Too. I mean, the Steelers, what's happened to them? 6-4, and their record should be a lot better based on some of the things recently that have happened to them. How about those Titans and the Cardinals? Who knows? I don't know what the game of the week's going to be, but we'll unveil it next here on America Tonight.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It's time for us to roll out that computer and find out where we're going this week. Matt, do the honors, please. This is delicious. This is probably the best game, or one of them certainly, on the board. Plus, it's Monday. I'll be back Monday to announce, hopefully, a winner. At least 6 of you who came close that will be able to get that Dave Pell's book, Damage Control. Superdome, the site, New Orleans. I love the end of that. New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the Patriots and the Saints. Patriots 7-3. The Saints, perfect to 10-0. Drew Brees played in front of the home crowd. Could he be more pumped up? Could this be the season for the Saints? 22 touchdowns, over 2,700 yards for Mr. Brees. And I like this game. In 5 days and 18 hours, we will be watching this from Louisiana. Well, we might not be in Louisiana, but we'll be watching the action from Louisiana. So, great game. Great, 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 great game to pick here for Nail the Score. All right, Tom Brady would love to have a bounce back. This is a big game for the Patriots. They would love to put another win and add yet some more distance. And you think of all the targets that Brady has, and the defense, where you know the Patriots are still way in the thick of this. But at the same time, when I look at guys like Colston, and I look at Meekum, and I look at you know, even Shockey with a little bit of contributions here and there when they needed him. I am thinking that the Saints are going to win this one in front of the home crowd. And I think that the final score is going to be 24-14. So I like the Saints 24-14. You might disagree, and that's fine. Certainly it doesn't matter here because you're just trying to correctly nail the score and win the prize. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hopefully many of you got the message that we were doing nail the score not on Thanksgiving, but on Tuesday. Let's find out what Matt Johnson thinks. Matt, what do you think? Do you like the home cooking of the Saints, or do you like Tom Brady and the Patriots? Matt?
Yes.
I'll tell you. What do you think?
I am one guy that's going to disagree with you because I think Tom Brady is going to have a very successful day against that Saints defense. They've looked shaky recently, the Saints have. They barely pulled it out against the Rams. They haven't been performing at top level, I don't think. So I'm going to go ahead and say Patriots 34, Saints 27.
Ooh, all right, 34-27 Patriots. Okay, so okay, your logic could be right. I mean, you know, certainly the as I said, the Patriots are nobody to trifle with. They on the defense and weapons wise, it's definitely possible. This is one of those games. I mean, it's either going to be a Brady, you know, it's a weird thing to say. It's either going to be a Brady day or not. And Brady, if he's fine-tuned and he's on top of the action, there's not a bunch of turnovers, he doesn't suffer a sack coming around the end or something, maybe it could be a solid game for him. So we disagree. I like Drew Brees' chances in the Saints. You like the Patriots. So you heard Matt, 34-27. I said 24-14. You can let your guesses flow. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I realize that probably some of this didn't get to some of you listening, and I'm sorry for that, but we tried to pub it as much as we could. This is, cause this is a special edition. You gotta figure on Thursday, none of you were gonna call the show. There's just no way on Thanksgiving, or at least certainly not enough of you. Let's go to Greg, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey Greg, what do you think?
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Matt's wrong because the Saints don't kick field goals for one. So anyway, let's go New Orleans 35, New England 31.
Ooh, 35-31. Okay, I like it. I like the Saints to win this one. He's right that they barely pulled out a win last time, but so what? They're in front of the home crowd on a week coming off of Thanksgiving. They're pumped up. We're getting toward the end of the season. So, Greg, you're on my side of this thing. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Jana is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hi, Kate. I picked the Saints and 27-17.
All right, 27-17, the Saints. So far, Jana, Matt is getting marched upon by all the Saints.
Hey, there you go. You have a great Thanksgiving, kid.
All right, you too. Enjoy it, Jana. Relax, kick back, and we'll be talking football on Monday. Thanks.
I'll do my best. Bye-bye.
Good for you. Joel is listening to us in the Bluegrass State, Kentucky. Hello, Joel.
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How about you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I believe that the Saints will make four touchdowns with a score of 24. I believe the Patriots will do two touchdowns and a field goal of 17, 24-17, New Orleans.
All right, good man. You like New Orleans, too. Let's see it. They're going to bring it. I truly believe that. Thanks, Joel. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You, too.
800-259-5791. I'm so glad that people realized that we were doing this early. I was worried that many of you wouldn't have heard that. Chris in Kentucky? No. I'm just teasing. Chris in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay.
See, I was trying to trick you after what? Dropping the ball on that twice and saying Kentucky.
Yeah, I heard it's the K, then you said Connecticut.
Yeah.
New England, 27.
Mm-hmm. 27-17. Why are you picking Matt's side? Are you doing this to aggravate me? You're supposed to be a Northeastern. You're supposed to be a pal, a kindred spirit, Chris.
I like New England.
All right. You are locked and loaded. We'll see if you win.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. 800-259-5791. Trey is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I want to pick Matt's score, but I'm going to take New Orleans.
Ooh, okay. So 34-27.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good man. You like New Orleans, too. I love it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
All right, this is a smart audience. They're just dogpiling on the Saints. Saints. Except for Chris. She decided that she would go the way of the nutball, Matt Johnson. How about Clifford in Missouri? Hello, Clifford.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kate.
Hey, you too.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Saints 28-24.
28-24. I like it. We'll see if the Saints come marching in, my friend. Dr. E is listening to us in Kentucky. Dr. E, cruising along. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I ain't cruising along tonight. I'm sitting here at the house.
Oh, it does sound quiet. I thought I heard some car noise in the background. Maybe for effect you had a machine that you were going to turn on and somehow that didn't come across. I love the quiet in the house, though. What do you think, Dr. E?
Oh, well, everybody's taking my scores. I like the Saints because they're at home. Oh, 31-28.
All right, 31-28. That's good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, 31-28 is not bad. Because, you know, if you've been paying attention, or even if you open the paper or jump on the Internet or whatever, or listen to a post-game show in your area, listen to Howie and the guys, whoever, and you start seeing them run down the score, there's some awkward-looking scores that come across. I don't know why I think this, but they're just not symmetrical. Like I said, 24-14 or 27-17 or something. A lot of times it's the odd score, the odd number. So it's not a bad idea to go that way. It doesn't mean that's what it's going to be. A lot of you have come close in the past, but we hope that somebody does nail the score by the end of the season. Remember, for all of you that have called in, the six that are the closest, if we get six that are close enough, I mean, if everybody was on the wrong side of this, of course, it wouldn't be. But six that are the closest, you'll get that copy of that Dave Pell's book. It's really, really good if you golf. If you don't, hey, slide it on to somebody else because it's a nice hardback book. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's the number to call to be part of nailing the score here on this special edition. We're not doing it on Thursday, obviously, because it's Thanksgiving. Some of you have found your way into the mailbox, americatonight.net. I know a lot of you are working, and we always get maybe 10 or so emails. Feel free to do it as long as it's in by the top of the hour. So americatonight.net, of course, the game that we're talking about, the Saints and the Patriots. More coming up around the bend.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
The score, the game of the week, it's a good one. It's the Monday night game. I'm sure they're pubbing this to death. But the Monday night game on ESPN is going to be the Saints hosting the Patriots. Do you believe in the promise of Tom Brady or Drew Brees? Speaking of promise, I believe in the promise of Drew Brees. Boy, the Saints have been waiting for a long time, salivating at a chance to be there in the Super Bowl. And I'm saying that this is a good year for the Saints, obviously. They're 10-0. But you talk to anyone on that team, they don't care about the perfect record. They want to get to the promised land. They want to be in the big game. All these guys do. Any of the athletes I've ever interviewed, they don't care. I mean, I shouldn't say they don't care. It's exciting if they're an MVP or they're the Rookie of the Year or any of those awards. But they all tell you the same thing. They would gladly push them aside to be in a Super Bowl and have the chance to win the big game, get the ring, and everything that goes along with that feeling of being higher than a kite because you are the best of the best that year in the NFL. We often forget the teams that came oh so close. It's the team that wins it that you remember, that you see listed in the almanac, that you see when you go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And ultimately, they get on the Lombardi Trophy, and that's what they're all vying for. So to be that team that season. 800-259-5791. Who do you think is going to win? Give us a numerical guess. And, of course, the team. But I got to say this. The Daily Salute is a sports salute just for fun this time around because I found out that Brittany Griner has dunked in college hoops. She is a female, a Baylor freshman sensation. She did the slam dunk thing that doesn't happen very often for women. As you know, she became only the seventh woman to dunk in a college game. She did it with a one-handed slam. She basically took a lob pass on the right wing. She dunked with her right hand. And so the eighth-ranked Lady Bears can now say that they've got the latest woman to dunk in a college game. If you remember Candace Parker, who's one of the fun players to watch, I think, of all time in college basketball, did it in 2008 against Kentucky. And she had a record, seven dunks in her college career, and she's the only woman with two in a game. So do we have some applause from that lame Minneapolis audience? They need some Red Bull or something. We could prompt them. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Hey, she's 6'8". 6'8". That is a tall gal. Uh-huh. So, Matt, did you happen to see the footage of Miss Griner dunking the ball?
I just found it. So, yes, I did see it.
It's a legitimate dunk.
It was actually a pretty legitimate dunk. It wasn't, you know, slammed down or anything like that. But it wasn't one of those. Sometimes when they have, you know, they make a big deal about females dunking, which, you know, it's got a legitimate argument because it doesn't happen very often, but a lot of times it's not an actual dunk. It's more of a kind of up to the rim and throwing it in. But this was a legit dunk, so I give her props.
It was legit, yeah. I give her props, too. She's pretty, very tall. Can you imagine? She would tower over you.
Oh, for sure.
It's definitely tower over me. Yeah. Could you ever dunk a basketball? Did you ever dunk one?
Not on a 10-foot rim. I could touch a 10-foot rim, but I couldn't dunk. I had pretty good hops, though, because I'm only about 5'9", 5'10", but I could touch a 10-foot rim, but I could never dunk.
You could never dunk. I touched a 10-foot rim once, and you know, was that? I know there's a joke in this. I didn't mean for it to be that kind of a joke, but I was at Mavs practice, and one of the players lifted me up, so I got the thrill of a pretend dunk.
See, I legitimately jumped up and touched it.
All right. I think my story's better.
Oh, you got the name drop.
I didn't even drop a name on you. I just said
you
a player.
Mavericks, whatever.
Come on. I did not name drop. All right, let's go to Sam.
Let me start naming the kids in the neighborhood that were with me when I did it.
Whatever. I don't believe you. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Sam.
Hello.
What do you think, Sam? Who's going to win this game?
New England.
What's the score going to be?
31-28.
31, does someone have 31? No, 31-28, that's good. Dr. E said the Saints, 31-28, so you have the opposite of that. Hey, good luck, Sam. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to our friend Edna in Kansas. Hello, Edna.
Hi.
Edna, how cold is it in Kansas right now?
Well, I don't know. It's in the middle 30s, but it seems awfully cold tonight. The wind's blowing.
Oh, yeah, that wind will make things a lot colder. I think the wind chill factor is huge. All right, who do you think's going to win? Do you like New England or the Saints?
Well, the Patriots.
Of course, Edna. Going with Matt again.
Yeah, 22-17.
23-17.
22.
Right. 22. You always say that score. 22-17. We've got you locked and loaded. Happy Turkey Day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Edna in Kansas City. How about that? Chris in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Kate. I'm a gambler.
Who do you like?
I'm a gambler. I'm going to lowball it and go Patriots 10, Saints 7.
Ooh, and you know what? Who's to say that won't be the winning score?
Well, I figure all I got to be is close, right?
That's right. All you have to do is be close, and you can at least get the Dave Pell's book for sure. Do you golf?
No.
Oh, you're going to have to pass that on to someone else.
I have a son-in-law that would greatly appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, especially because it shows you how to get out of traps and trouble. You know, that's the problem with golf. It's so frustrating. Excellent. Well, you have a happy Turkey Day.
You too now. Thanks.
Thank you. 800-259-5791. I almost want to skip Brad in Kentucky because you know he's going to say at the end, how about those Yankees? Just for fun, I'm going to have Derek Jeter on the show one time. Brad, who do you like for Nail the Score?
I think Brady's going to do it, 41-33.
41-33, so New England.
Yep.
All right, so you can't say the Yankee line because I already said it for you.
No Jeter.
All right, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, take care.
All right, see, now Jeter's a good guy. I mean, as much as I'm not the Yankee fan, there's one of the all-time stand-up guys in baseball. 800-259-5791. The crazy thing about Jeter is he's like, what, 5 years older than Matt, and he has a fistful of rings. What a career that is. You grow up, you're a pretty decent ball player, go up through the system. Next thing, you're a superstar on a team that wins. How many rings does Derek Jeter have? That's a great trivia question. Let's say a fistful. 800-259-5791. We have a couple of people that are starting to email us. I'll remind everybody again, you can go that route. If you can't get through or you're working and you can't really get on the phone and your boss goes by and says, well, what are you doing? I'm calling a radio show. So americatonight.net. Here's one from Scott. Scott says, hey, Kate, I'm on your side, and I got to agree. What is Matt thinking? Once again, it's the Saints, that home cooking, as you call it, that magic, that voodoo that they do in New Orleans is going to work for this team, and I think they win this one. They're going to railroad that pathetic Tom Brady. I think the score will be 45-22. 45-22. They'll be jumping out of their skin in New Orleans if that turns out to be what it is. Shay, listening to us in New Jersey. How about that? I wonder where Shay is in New Jersey. It just says Shay listening in New Jersey. All right, so Shay guesses that it's going to be the Patriots, and she likes the score of, let me see, what does it say here, 37-21. 37-21. By the way, in this version of Nail the Score, as always, if you're just tuning in and saying, wow, where's the politics? Where's what happened today in Washington? We're taking a break from that for this hour for the levity of trying to nail the score and give away some cool prizes. And we've been doing this throughout the football season. Normally it's on Thursday/Friday. We moved it to Tuesday because of the holiday, because I'm sure none of you are going to run to the phone lines to jump on Thursday night on Thanksgiving. Hopefully many of you listening have off. And if you don't have off, I hope you're getting paid that double time, overtime, triple time, you know, whatever it is to work on Thanksgiving. When I did TV, I liked working on Thanksgiving because, first of all, half the people that would breathe fire down your back weren't in the office. It would be a cake day. And you did get paid double time or overtime or whatever it was, and usually it was a light schedule, so it was an easier day. But that's not always the case. Think of the people that work in the airline industry who work in any kind of transportation field whatsoever, renting cars, any of that stuff. Very, very busy this time of year, and especially Thursday and Friday and all the way through. I'm flying tomorrow, and I'm anticipating that there will be a lot of, the plane will be packed to the brim, I'm sure, especially since I'm flying to the happiest place in all of the country, which would be Florida, Mickey Mouse Land. And I think that I'm anticipating that it's really going to be jammed at the airport. Wednesday is one of the worst traveling days right before Thanksgiving. I hope that all of you are traveling somewhere close by or traveling somewhere, whatever it is, whatever mode of transportation, to see somebody close to you, a family member, etc. Or maybe you're just hanging out at the house and kick it back, and that's all good, too. So americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits to call to be a part of Nail the Score. More on the flip side. Hang through, everybody.
the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You will receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
In the NFL, we're nailing the score early, 2 days early here on America Tonight because of the holiday. It's the Saints, who are a perfect 5-0 at home, hosting the Patriots. And the Patriots have had a few losses, including, of course, Indianapolis. They lost that one by a mere point, if you remember. What was the final score there? 35-34. They lost in overtime to Denver. The score in that one was 20-17. They lost to the Jets 16-9. They barely beat Buffalo by 1 point. They had a couple of blowout games like Tennessee and Tampa. Everybody's been pounding Tampa though for the most part, right? But then they had some games that were so incredibly razor thin close that they almost lost some of them as well. And that Buffalo game, 25-24. Now, for the Saints, they've had a lot of blowout wins, no doubt, and a couple of tight games. They had a tight game at St. Louis. They won 28-23 in that game. They had kind of a tight game with Atlanta, 35-27, if any of you caught that. On the other hand, at Buffalo, they walloped them 27-7, unlike what the Saints did. Unfortunately for me, they beat my Eagles 48-22, and of course Detroit 45-27 was that one. But who cares about the previous games? It's about this matchup head on. And I like the Saints. Matt likes the Patriots. Who do you like? 800-259-5791. The spread is just 3 points. New Orleans is favored by 3 points. And what they call the over-under, which is the total points in the game, 56 is the point spread, you know, the over-under points. 56. How about that? All right, let's take a few. Also, we're getting some more emails, and we'll get to those, I promise, as well. Let's go to Debbie in Kentucky. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. Happy Thanksgiving, hon.
You too.
I'm going to say New Orleans 17-9.
All right, 17-9. I like it based on their some of their previous scores, too. So
yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a happy holidays, hon. Bye-bye.
You too. You have a good holiday as well. Mark is listening to us in New York, upstate New York. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, honey? 38-27
Saints. 38-27
Saints.
All right. You are locked and loaded.
Happy holidays.
Hey, you too. Enjoy watching that Macy's Parade.
Okay.
You know, I love the Macy's Parade. I do. I don't know why. I'm not a big parade person, but it reminds me of my childhood. So I always get up and I watch the Macy's Parade. So I'll be doing that.
Cool.
Cool for you, too. You have a good one. 800-259-5791. I think when I was a kid, a couple of times we did go to it, you know, and it was freezing the times we went. But always, especially when you're so young and you see those giant balloons, it doesn't look real. It's different, obviously, when you're seeing it on the tube. When you look at it from that level, really, really strange. Donald in Vermont. Hey, Donald, welcome to the show. Who do you like for Nail the Score?
New England, 17-13.
17-13, New England. Okay, it'll be Brady's day then if that happens. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, you too. Good holiday to you as well. 800-259-5791. Speaking of Vermont, here's one from Prime, who I think there's another guy that would write sometimes Prime. Prime, it says Prime in Vermont, and Prime also likes New England. His score is 53-45. 53-45. That's an odd score. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, only taking until the top of the hour. If you happen to call right as we're signing off, that would count if Matt's picking up the phone, so no problem. He has those quick hands, so like quick draw. He'll grab the phone, and you're definitely still in, because I know that's happened a couple of times to some people, so make sure you just continue to call if you were getting a busy signal, and you'll still be able to get in, or shoot it to us. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. What a season Drew Brees is having. But, hey, not for nothing, it's not like Tom Brady in some of the matchups I was talking about is certainly not a slouch. The interesting, Brady, certainly a Hall of Famer, the interesting to see at the end of his career how many Super Bowls he's won when it's all said and done. Because no matter what you think of Bill Belichick or Belichick, still, they managed to put, or he has managed to put some incredible teams together. And Tom Brady was Mr. Backup originally. See, all it takes is that one injury. He gets in and steals the show way back when, it seems. This year, Brady's had, what, 6 interceptions and 20 touchdowns. If you look at it from Drew Brees's passing totals, and I've already given you their overall totals, but he's tossed 22 touchdowns, and he's had 9 interceptions. This has the makings. This does have the makings of a pretty good game, certainly one that would be worth investing yourself in. If you believe anything about point spreads, the odds makers, with a point spread that close, they, too, believe that we're going to see some exciting action here, which is good because it's Monday night. And I don't know what it is, but I'm not crazy. I like Ron Jaworski, but I'm not crazy about Monday night on ESPN for some reason. I don't know. I guess I think back to those Monday night games on ABC, and who cares, they're the same company. But I really, really like the Sunday night games. There's something about capping off the day with watching Sunday night football. And then, of course, we go on the air on Sunday. So that's a lot of fun to be prepping and watching the politics unfolding and then complete the day in football and end up with the Sunday nighter. And as much as I miss actually seeing John Madden, it just still seems a little odd to me. I sort of block out the Chris Collinsworth stuff and just focus on what I'm watching. I don't know. Matt, does Chris Collinsworth, are you high on him, or does he bother you too as an announcer?
He's not my favorite, but I can
he's all right.
Several people that are worse. And if anybody's watched the NFL Network coverage,
I was just
going to
say that.
Nights,
yes, remember Brian Gumbel was the worst. Brian Gumbel was the worst when they first. Remember he? Well, he did it with Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah, and it was
terrible.
Kermit the Frog, and the Bills have a first down.
Oh, it was awful.
So bad, but I don't
it
know,
was.
Matt Millen, he was good on TV before he did the Lions, and he must have lost whatever mojo he had because he's terrible.
You know what I think it is? Sometimes these guys are miscast because they're people that are better analysts or better in the studio or better on the sidelines or better as the special guest that comes in than actually calling the game or being the color guy in the game. That's a much different task to do that than to go through stats or look at players or whatever, and sometimes it just doesn't translate. Remember, and I barely remember this, but I do, Joe Montana was such a great quarterback. There's no disputing that, but boy, when they put him on the air, he was terrible on the air.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of people that have been like that where it just doesn't translate into the broadcast.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, one person who has kind of got it a little bit, but I think he's too, I don't know. John Gruden's entertaining, but at the same time, he praises everyone. He doesn't really go after anyone. I think that's because he's still looking for a coaching job, so he can't be as critical as you would like him to be.
Yeah, I would say that, too. That's funny. Chucky, whether or not he's, here he is, you know, is he, how would you rate him? But I think what you just said is probably true. The toughest thing is because they were in the trenches, or he was in the trenches, is to then be in the booth or be on a set somewhere because you have to be able to be critical. You have to be honest about what you see, and players don't like that because they'll get in your face about it. Why did you say this?
And the guys that are campaigning for another job,
yes,
they're going to be critical.
Oh,
you know,
no.
The Bills' job's open, so no one's going to be entirely critical of the Bills if you want the Bills' job. You're not going to criticize the team that much because then
or
the owner's not
owner.
Going to like you.
Yeah, the owner. Especially because the owner really is the person to criticize what they've done to that team, so that's a great example. You start to criticize the owner and forget about it. You think they're going to bring you in, fly you in, wine and dine you, and try to massage you with some decent salary, some big salary? No, that's not going to happen.
One guy
so,
I really do like, though, is Brian Billick. I think he's done a pretty good job.
He is good. I agree with that. He was a good find, absolutely. All right, so everybody is definitely in the books. We'll see how many of you come close. We'll see if anybody actually nails the score. Good luck to all of you who called and who also sent us emails for this version of Nail the Score, and happy holidays, everybody.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.